Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to the Big Interview Bite Size. I'm Graham Hunter, and in each episode, you'll hear an elite footballer tell a story that's guaranteed to brighten your day. All of them come from my podcast, The Big Interview with Graham Hunter, which you can find by searching on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. Ali Dick, what a mercurial wide man, what a superb winger with an unfairly truncated career. Ali played under Cruyff at Ajax alongside such as Ronald Koeman and Van Basten, and says that Cruyff and his presence will always cast a spell over Ajax. Ali went to Cruyff's birthday party. Jeremy Bugger.
When we began, you talked about seeing that outrageous Clockwork Orange side of 74, Holland starring Rensenbrink and Neeskens and Cruyff and Wim Jansen, all these kind of wonderful footballers, but Johan stood out, and there suddenly he's your coach. But at that stage he's only been coaching a season.
Mm-hmm.
He's only been in charge one season. He's retired from Ajax. They wouldn't pay him. He goes to Feyenoord to stick it up and plays them for a season, wins the cup, wins the league, player of the season aged about 36 or 37.
Yeah.
He's had one coaching season with Ajax and quite a volatile season before he signs you. You are part of his rebuilding of Ajax. So I'd imagine that when you come along, he'd have paid quite close attention to you. I suppose what I'd really like to know is what your first impressions of him were, what his behaviour was like, whether it felt a little bit overwhelming to be in his presence or not.
A couple of years previous, Tottenham had played Feyenoord. And he played at White Hart Lane, so he wasn't that long finished playing. The fact that he'd only coached for 1 year, that was irrelevant. Everybody knew Cruyff had a football brain. He knew what he was doing. Just a matter of time before he shone. I didn't think to myself at the time, as you say, I'm pretty much unknown about Ajax going over there. I didn't realise he was kind of building a team. I knew Marco van Basten and Johnny van Skip, basically for the youth team playing against Holland. I kind of knew them to say hello to him and knew them that way. I didn't realise Marco was this next big superstar. Found it very quickly, right enough. It wasn't long before you realised the kind of lay of the land. Over in Holland, everybody knew about Marco and Frank Rijkaard and Ronald Koeman. But over in this country, there's still pretty much unknown at the time. There was no Dutch football. I could play a game over there. Nobody would know here. It wasn't like, on Sky, the bit coming under, play the game. So you felt you were kind of going off the radar. You felt like you were kind of off the mainstream English football thing where everybody knows each other, everybody knows what's going on. I'd kind of jump ship.
I don't know if you would have considered yourself then as an inside forward or a winger. But certainly, when you played wide, you're like Steve Archibald told me, there are certain players in my career where I'm still waiting for their cross today.
Mm-hmm.
But he said, Ali's range of distribution, he said, it was a bit like having Hoddle on the left wing. Presumably, the first thing you look to do is to find Van Basten, because Van Basten then is their nine.
Mm-hmm.
And Ajax were playing in their numbered system then. It was a 4-3-3, I guess.
Yep.
And you'd have been the 11.
Yep.
And therefore, the first thing you do to show your worth or to connect with the team, I presume, is to look for Marco van Basten's head.
Probably.
Or have I got that wrong?
No, you did. This reminded me of a wee story. The first time I went there, I played three games in a trot.
Cruyff gave you an opportunity and said, come and show yourself, is that right?
Yeah. He said, we've got three games, I want you to come across, I'll see you, you'll see us, we'll see if we like each other and we'll see what happens. So I went over, played the first game, I remember, got changed. I was kind of looking forward to it. I didn't know this guy was Frank Rijker. I didn't know this guy. But he says, look, it's going to be a lot of attacking. He says, but when you get the ball, he says, don't always look to cross it to the far post, the near post. He says, look to cut it back a lot, which is an unusual thing. So during the game, went past, I cut three or four balls back hard into the D. And this little blonde guy came up at it every time. Poof, poof. Top corner, top corner. And I remember after the game, I said, that little blonde guy can play, eh? And didn't realise it was Ronald Koeman. And you've got Marco van Basten, you've got Johnny Bosman up front.
Bosman was another good centre forward.
Yeah, he was fantastic in the air as well. As I say, they made me look good. Marco was definitely his blue-eyed boy.
Is that right?
Which was tough because Cruyff never gave away a lot of love.
No.
He wasn't the easiest guy to go on with, and he was very matter-of-fact, very blunt. I probably missed out on a lot because he was maybe talking Dutch and I wouldn't kind of pick up on the vibe. But they definitely got on him, Marco, Johnny Van Skip, a bit closer than the rest of them. Mm. And if he said anything he said, there was a meaning behind it. Cruyff never opened his mouth without some deep thinking philosophy behind it. That was the type of guy he'd say something to you and walk away and leave you with it. So, right, think about that. And you think, what is that? So sometimes it maybe didn't mean anything, but you think, well, it must mean something. But he's the way of explaining things on the field were just very matter of fact, very simple. Do this, do that, bump, bump, and walk away. You think, geez, it makes it sound so easy. And for him, maybe it just came so easy.
What was your relationship with him?
As I say, he wasn't a guy who was.
Got touchy feely.
No, he wasn't putting his arm around you. Come on, it was not that type of guy. He was kind of man management. Not my style. I liked to be kind of looked after, encouraged, pretty cold, pretty calculated. That's what I want you to do. That's what I want you to do. If you don't do it, you don't play. But so get on with it. And I see you've got the language barrier as well. I was only young, so it's not as if I had the confidence to go up and say, oh, 74 World Cup, talk me through it. Nothing like that. It's very, very rare that you would get in a situation where you would just be sitting next to him and you could have a chat. There was always somebody around him. There was always something going on. So it wasn't very buddy-buddy-like or nothing. When I first went there, training, first week of training, you expect Ajax, Holland, Cruyff, you expect it to all be ticky-tacky, ticky-tacky. Not at all. This was get your shin pads on, get your ankle strappings on, roll your socks up. Training was 100%. There was no easy days. There was no let's have a wee five-a-side, you go and goals, Al. None of that. Every day was dog-eat-dog. And because you'd done it every day, when it comes to a game, these guys, they're ready. That's all they do. Cruyff had a thing where when you went to training, the first thing you do at training is get tired. He would get the fitness coach, he'd take you away for half an hour, he'd run your arse off. You would run, and you're like, geez, I've got a game in tomorrow. You'd keep on running, you'd be knackered, and then you go, right, you'd get handed over to Cruyff and you'd coach.
But there's nobody on this planet, including his remaining family, who adores Cruyff more than I do. Any of the Ajax sides where I think he probably had three coaches, different coaches leading him to the... He hated being worked hard. He used to skive off, hide in the woods, nick a fly fag. Mm. The last thing he did in the world was run at training. And he's...
He still never ran. He was great at training. Keep ball. He could still tell he was a great player. I know he rubbed Frank Rijkaard up the wrong way. Even in Dutch, you could kind of see Ronnie's eyes a few times. Frank had his ideas, and I think he was just getting annoyed that it was Cruyff's way or no way.
Johan Cruyff's influence is really strongly there because he repopulated the club with his ideas and people that would enact his ideas.
You can always feel him. Anywhere you go in Amsterdam, anything to do with Ajax, Cruyff is lingering in the background. Always. His name always comes up in conversation, his thought process, the things he does, it's always going to be there. You can't kind of separate the two of them now.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.